crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we've got something really special for you Sunday. I'm going to shoot to have it done by Sunday, the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. It is the Friday show right now. We're taking calls. We have the Frankenweenie storm. Three different storms coming together. I'm sure Al Gore, if you pay him carbon tax money, will fix it. But let's go to Ty in Canada. You're on the air, Ty. What is on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Two quick questions. I'm curious about that. If you've ever heard of anything about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth?
Yes, also, I have them right here with me right now.
I'm trying to look for some validity on them. It's kind of hard to find whether or not they're true or not on the internet. The problem with the internet.
What about the ancient tablets of Thokon Ghul?
Okay, well, there's that one. And the other question I had for you, sir, was
I don't know. I've never heard of it. I'm just being sarcastic. 3+ hours in, I start getting a little goofy and becoming my real self.
Right. Yeah. I'm okay. So. You don't know about it. That's cool. And I was wondering if you've heard about Charlie Veach. Have you talked to Charlie Veach at all?
I just know that he is a really nice fellow and just a really friendly person. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh my God, Mr. Jones. I'm a daily listener. For the last couple months, and my adrenaline is literally out of this world right now, bro.
Well, look out with that adrenaline. It can get out of control, son.
I have some very informal, extreme information to give you right now, sir.
Tell me, please, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the deal. I am from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, right?
Yes, sir.
And we had literally state cops everywhere, state patrol. Okay, I came from Appleton this morning because I had to, unfortunately, pawn my son's TV off, because, this world is in such a deficit.
No, I hear you. What happened? What'd you see? What were they doing?
And here it is, Mr. Jones. We had barricades, okay? Barricades. Yes, barricades.
And what were they doing? They were just blocking roads?
They were blocking them because... Mr. Obama Biden was in town.
Oh, yeah, they block roads a lot when that happens. Yeah, I mean, that's probably... what else happened?
Obama Biden was in town, and my, the whole thing about it is this is just, it is literally coming to the new world order. We are under it. And,
well, I hear you. No, listen, they use any excuse now to lock things down and run around and act official. I think government should all start wearing crowns and Kim Jong-il uniforms with crowns. And then we should have to lick the boots of any bureaucrat we see immediately or be executed on the spot. And if a bureaucrat wants us to have to, kiss their hiney, that as well, because that's how you show your love of government. And I think anyone that doesn't do that is evil, as bad as George Washington. And FEMA teaches he was bad. I think our new founding father should be Kim Jong-il. What do you think, Dan Bidondi? Sir, what do you think about Kim Jong-il? Have you ever seen anyone more stylish, more handsome, more powerful? Caller dropped. Okay, I'm being a little bit silly here. I apologize. Joe, Shannon, and others, we're just out of time. But I will recalibrate myself and be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live with the Sunday Transmission Central. And tonight, InfoWars Nightly News with Darren McGreen. Will the zombies appear this evening because we have a special report? Or will it be this Sunday? You'll have to find out, my friends. But never fear. Oh, my gosh. There they are. Ladies and gentlemen, mainstream media zombies. Oh, my gosh. Devastating information. All right. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So sometimes I just, drink too much Rudamaya coffee and you know what happens. All right, let's seriously pray for everybody there on the East Coast and pray that the heart machine isn't too vicious in its attack. Until next time. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 26th day of October 2012 on this worldwide transmission Friday. We are going to have open phones today. I have cleared the decks of guests to take your phone calls on the literally hundreds and hundreds of important issues taking place out there. Now, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but not as much as I should. This storm barreling towards the East Coast is estimated by many meteorologists, and I've got the articles right here, to be the worst storm in 100 years, worse than the perfect storm, the last perfect storm of 1991 that luckily turned away from the mainland and went out to sea. But you know, the movie made out of a book, The Perfect Storm, with George Clooney, that's based on a true story, and Mark Wahlberg. It's an excellent film. Worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., and it is set to T-bone October 30th and then make landfall through the 30th, 31st, and into November 1st. This could not be better for Obama. You know what kamikaze means? It means divine wind. Because not once but twice, giant Chinese fleets were mashing, that had already conquered much of even what's Russia today in Europe. They had conquered much of the known world, bigger than the Roman Empire. Not once but twice, they were mashing off the coast of Japan to invade and numerically outnumbered them. Some estimates were 20-1, and we're going to be able to take over Japan. So Japan would basically be Chinese today, or would have been dominated for a large period by the Chinese. But along came typhoons. There are typhoons in the Pacific, hurricanes in the Atlantic. Typhoons are even much more powerful because there's a larger ocean and the waters are even hotter, but that's a side issue. What typhoons can get up to like 230, 240 miles an hour. Hurricanes only up to 200. I've had meteorologists and, well, Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on. And when they declassified that he was the father of weather weapons about 7 years ago, and that he was the first guy to ever fly into, at the end of World War II, into hurricanes, into typhoons, he was breaking that down. But the reason I go off and digress into that area is this could be the divine wind for Obama. This could really let him grandstand as presidential during the emergency and take all the news off of Romney's momentum. In fact, Romney had been gaining in all the major polls until yesterday across the board. And there is some fraud in polls, but when you get a large spectrum showing Romney surging, and then since the hurricane news took over yesterday, I was busy covering police state news and Ted Turner saying he's, you know, happy and glad, and that it's good that U.S. troops are dying, to quote him, said it's good, is the exact quote. I was so busy covering all the preparations for civil unrest that we know they've told police and military to get ready for so long. They said at the end of October, early November, you've heard the police on the show, you've seen the news articles, that they're telling them some giant disaster, emergency, crisis is going to take place. We've talked to police in New York, New Jersey, as far west as St. Louis, and we've gone over the Army preparations for it, the 1.6 million rounds of ammo, and let's just hope that it isn't this storm that provides the crisis. Now, there are weather weapons, and the Stanford Research Institute in 1967, you can go to YouTube or prisonplanet.tv and just type in weather wars, weather weapons, Ben Livingston. I'm extremely tempted to actually go pull that interview with Ben Livingston and play excerpts of it in the third hour. And it was in Fox News, AP, you name it, when it got declassified. So I thought, well, he's in Midland, Texas. Let me just call him. We called him. We're the first people to actually interview the guy in the documents. And it was how the Stanford Research Institute for the Navy and the Air Force certified in 67 with meteorologist Ben Livingston over it, combat vet as well. He flew combat missions even in Vietnam, leading squadrons in, creating, you know, 10 feet of, you know, rain in the Ho Chi Minh Trail out of clear skies. They were able to create clouds and do that. And he talks about that in the interview. And now there's History Channel shows about him and stuff. But the point is, in 1967, they certified that with 10 aircraft, he could create hurricanes, he could kill hurricanes, he could strengthen hurricanes, he could weaken hurricanes. So he could create them, he could steer them, he could make them stronger, make them weaker. Stanford Research Institute declassified, what was it, 2006, Ben Livingston weather weapons. Declassified. So they have these. They have not just the old cloud seeding. And in fact, you know, this all clicked this morning because sometimes I miss things. I mentioned it yesterday, but didn't really get into it. Yeah, this big storm's coming. Yeah, I just killed a bunch of people in the Caribbean. You know, let's hope it weakens. But the way the media is hyping this, all of us, now it may turn out to sea. It may be a natural storm. But the fact is, because they have these weather weapon systems, we must look at this, the worst storm in 100 years with a perfect West Coast storm set as the storm makes landfall the 30th. What's that, Monday, Tuesday? As it makes landfall right through Washington, D.C., and then up into New Jersey, New York, right as it makes landfall, right through D.C., Maryland, and those eastern states, there will be a western front out of the Pacific that's crossed the country. In fact, it just crossed Texas today, That's why it's cold here now. It's going to hit as a blue norther is coming to hit. Three of them hitting. I mean, this is called Frankenstorm. Now, it's already a false flag for Obama. Whether you support him or not, this is what's going on. The media is totally focused on this and not Romney's momentum. So Romney's momentum is now stalling. I've seen it in all the polls. Some polls show he's even lost a point. The last Gallup I saw this morning. So this is all going on. This is all happening. And magically, the worst storm in 100 years, the meteorologists are now saying it's pretty much a done deal. Now that's not the case. They've said that before. It could turn out towards the Atlantic. And, well, if you're fishermen, you better get out of the way. Because we're talking about, 50-foot waves and stuff if it goes out to sea. But we're talking about 30-foot waves if it comes in. And it right now is going to just go up the East Coast and will cause a national disaster. There is no doubt this will be declared a national disaster in Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, and right up that coast. If it keeps coming in and keeps coming in with the speed it's got, and it runs into a cold front and another cold front, cold fronts from two different angles, the north and the west. Folks, that's how you get tornadoes. And then they're predicted tornadoes, too, which you're supposed to only have in the spring. Because you got hot, wet air and fast winds, hurricane winds, with a big tropical storm. And if it's a tropical storm, it's going to be disastrous. If it keeps speeding up and is a hurricane when it hits, Katie, bar the door Tuesday. When it comes into Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Connecticut. I mean, when that sucker hits, because usually this is hype. So I heard it yesterday, I'm like, yeah, right, Frankenstorm. There's a movie out called Frankenweenie. Yeah, whatever. It's the media, Carmageddon, L.A. a few years ago, they said would be, end of the world. I was out there for it, for Jesse Ventura's birthday. Just so it was while I was out in L.A., and so I left like 3 hours early to the airport. And there was no one on the road because everyone was scared at home, and ended up nothing happened because they were fixing one bridge. So I was thinking yesterday, oh, this is exaggerated. Till I went last night and this morning and started researching it. And the fact that it's going to hit the 30th, 31st of November is going to be, even if it isn't a disaster, which I hope it's not, it's totally going to dominate the election now. In the final stretch, right as Romney was going up. And there will be differences under Romney and Obama. There will be. Romney said he isn't going to try to ban handguns and rifles. Obama says he is. Romney says he won't shut down all the coal power plants. Senator Inhofe's gotten the documents that Obama plans to shut even more down if he is reelected. Obama will not be facing reelection. Obama will have pardon power. I don't like Romney. Romney's a globalist. The local Chronicle has a cover that says Prince of Lies. And it's true. Romney lies and flip-flops quite a bit. But, Obama, when it comes to lying, is even worse than Bill Clinton. Mitt Romney, when it comes to lying, is... or flip-flopping is what he really does, is not even in the same league as Barack Obama. The guy that said, I don't want the NDAA, and it turned out his people wrote it, and then said, well, don't worry, it's not going to pass, and then it did. Don't worry, I won't sign it, and then he did. I mean, it's that, launching all these wars, but he gets a peace prize, so it's peace. Lying and saying that it wasn't a premeditated attack on the Benghazi facility and the ambassador. I could go on. I won't hire one lobbyist, hired more than anybody. I won't sign a bunch of executive orders. Already signed more than Bush in one term. On and on. I won't ship General Motors overseas. Cadillac, Volt, shipped to China. Shipped to Brazil. Shipped to Eastern Europe. And they're now announcing today they're looking at shipping Jeep. My dad's got a Jeep. Great product. Great Americana. Now, World War II. The Jeep is now looking to move their factories to China, General Motors. Disgusting. I've got a Ford now just because, they didn't take bailout money. And I'm not even a particular Ford fan. I'm a fan of what Ford's doing now. I actually like my Ford vehicle. But the point is that this is disgusting. If they move Jeep, can't we have anything made in America? Anyways, it's all coming up, but this storm, look, pull up Mumbai, guys. It's like the Daily Mail and AP Dubai controlling the weather, and it shows the radar towers they've got that control the weather. I mean, you know, it's 21st century, it's Buck Rogers, and this storm may be... A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
And we are back. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I've got Kurt Nemo in there doing an article about the fact that regardless of whether this hurricane is real or manipulated or manufactured, which exists, it is going to end up helping Obama. I don't know if it can completely help him. I mean, Obama's got election fraud he can use. He's got the Supreme Court that'll basically do whatever he wants if it becomes a contested election. It's been proven, I mean, that they've got so-called Republicans on there that are about as conservative as as Lenin or Marx or Engels, for that matter. Still, though, there's a big enough landslide. Bev Harris and other top experts that have really, you know, proven total election fraud in different areas of the country. It's still hard to cheat a landslide. We saw Reagan behind in 80 until the last week or so, and then it was a dead heat. It was really a landslide because these polling agencies have been caught over and over again skewing things. I'm not going to cry if Romney loses. I'm not going to cry if Obama loses. And it'll just be a different monster to deal with, a different management team of globalists that we're going to face. Quite frankly, if Obama wins, my radio show will be more popular. That's just the way the format works. It's the way talk radio works, that people will go to sleep. Talk radio listeners tend to be libertarian conservative. They tend to like long form format things, not just sound bites. They tend to be more highly educated. They tend to have higher earnings. You can just look up these numbers. But they tend to also go to sleep when a Republican's in office. And so the argument is Obama so bad and so revolutionary for the globalist and has so many communists and socialists working for him under the New World Order that they would accelerate things in that direction so fast that they would really be able to take over and win against us. That's one school of thought, that it would be so bad you don't want Obama. The other school, and it's so complex, no one can tell the future exactly. I don't know. We'll have to gauge it as it happens. That if it got so bad, it will make people wake up. It's got to get really bad before it gets better. And, you know, if he gets in, that's the direction we've got to go. Just, you know, hey, look, he's bad. Let's rediscover liberty and freedom. Big government doesn't work. Collectivism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. It certainly doesn't work when it's got corporate fascist on top of it that use socialism as a tool to disenfranchise and control people and make them dependent and domesticate them. So if Obama gets in, and I was saying it looked like Romney was going to win, unless there's election fraud, which we know there is. Now this storm, I've got to be honest, I think it spells doom for Romney right now, unless it turns out to the ocean. It's going to totally blot out his surge. It is going to let the media show Obama as presidential and the savior. And it could create a civil emergency where there's not even voting on the East Coast. They're talking about power being out in 3 to 5 states. Isn't that just perfect timing? Isn't that just perfect timing? But again, people will continue to listen to talk radio in record numbers. Ratings will go up and stay up for our main reach, that is AM and FM, if Obama gets back into office. For whatever reason, my gut says Romney would probably be better, even though for my career it would not be better. Because he won't be able to get away with as much because of his conservative libertarian base. That's just historically what's happened. He's got a bunch of neocons around him. They may stage a false flag or something. And still, they won't be able to target libertarians and conservatives and say we're terrorists. With Obama, you're going to see that script. See, with Obama, we get a bigger audience just from a Machiavellian perspective. But it's like Joseph Ferris said, it's so bad he may come arrest all of us. So it's kind of like you're like, well, things will go into slower motion under Romney, maybe. But again, I don't look at this all cold-bloodedly. I can do a cold-blooded analysis of where I see things going. I just hear Obama saying he's going to ban handguns and rifles in the debate. That's what he said. And put people on mentally ill lists who aren't even mentally ill outside the 68 Gun Control Act and just extrajudicially put you on a no-gun ownership list that's already pretty much begun. They're already putting in things into place that aren't even laws under the ATF under Obama. And when somebody's saying that in a debate, I have to at least say, well, at least Romney isn't openly saying that. Doesn't mean I'm saying vote for Romney or he's a great guy. It's just I cannot sit there and say they are exactly the same. They're the same on almost every front except a few things. And, Obama says you didn't build your business. See, he's the more extreme version of the New World Order puppet candidate. All right, we're going to get back into weather manipulation when we get back. Look it up for yourself. All major countries can control the weather. Is this being...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are go! Our mission, defend liberty, resist the globalists, restore the republic. Freedom and justice worldwide, 1776, worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Friday, the 26th day of October, 2012. And I've got the crew printing off all these mainstream news articles. I've got Watson doing a report on weather manipulation. And will this hurricane delay the election? And I'm here to tell you, They're calling it the worst storm in 100 years. Three weather systems, a hurricane, a blue norther, and a Pacific cold front full of water, all hitting at the same time, all hitting at the same time over the most populous area of the United States, from D.C. right through Maryland, Pennsylvania, right up into New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, in the T-bone zone. And I've seen the tracks from dozens of universities, National Weather Service. We had those up on screen earlier for radio listeners if they want to go to prisonplanet.tv and see the feed, but anybody can look it up. It's all over the news. Almost every one of them has the hurricane smashing right into the middle of the major Atlantic coast of the United States. This is extremely serious. It's set to start hitting the 30th, Tuesday, right in to the 31st, Wednesday. It is set to hit. And then you will see power. They're debating whether you're going to have power out in 3 to 5 states, maybe more. They're talking about hundreds of thousands out of power per state. Just pull this up. Authorities brace for power outages across Eastern Seaboard. Can you imagine this while it goes up the coast the 30th, 31st, and the 1st? That's 4 days, 5 days before the election. And you know sometimes it takes them a week to 2 weeks to get all the power back on. You know they're going to try to delay the election if it knocks out the power to large cities. I mean, wow. And all the preparation. Remember October, late October, early November. Get ready. The police have been told, get ready for troops on the streets. Why are the troops running checkpoints? Well, it's for late October, early November. East Coast, East Coast, East Coast. False flag, East Coast. Doug Hagman, look for false flag, East Coast. You're like, well, what's the false flag? Ladies and gentlemen, just type in Russia can control the weather, China controls the weather, U.S. controls the weather. Just type it into a search engine. Hundreds of mainstream news articles, Wired Magazine, Reuters, AP, Ben Livingston, Father of Weather Weapons, Fox News, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. By 67, they certified that the U.S. government could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken them, or make them stronger. And the Russian government, you can hire the Russian government to guarantee you're going to have a clear sky for your parade. You can hire the Chinese government. You can type into the search engine, Dubai to make the desert green. That was like 5 years ago. They've now done it with giant HAARP antennas, just like our government has in Alaska, and they can do whatever they want. Their neighbors, last time I checked, are suing them. Other countries are saying they're taking their moisture that would come across and fall on their country. Just try it. Dubai to make the desert green with weather manipulation from like 5 years ago. The reason I like it is it shows official government graphics of the big antenna towers, and it really shows because it's not just cloud seeding. This isn't your granddaddy's. That's how long weather manipulation has been going on. Well, actually, about 150 years ago, they started in England with rockets and in Pennsylvania in the U.S. of all places. In the 1860s, 1870s, they were able to start getting the they shot certain salts or certain things into the clouds that can make it rain. It's been going on since the days of your grandpa, certified that this is happening. Here, check it out. I'll type in Dubai to make desert green. I'm typing this in here, folks. I'm obsessed on getting this article, weather modification, and we will dig that up. As soon as I get to break, I'll be able to find it. There it is. Abu Dhabi scientists create desert rainstorm. So there's another one. And what report is that out of? That's the Huffington Post. Go down and click on the Arabian Business News. Guys, yeah, Abu Dhabi's doing it too, but so's Dubai. The reason I want the Daily Mail is they show the actual antenna farms, and then they have government statements. That was the best article ever. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's there for you. I started obsessing over a particular article. Here are some of the, because the national media will say, oh, Alex Jones is saying that the hurricanes, Obama did it. Hey, if they certify the government can control hurricanes and create them in 1967, and I've had the Father Weather Weapons on, first person to interview him, since then, he's been all over national TV. I'm no rocket scientist. I just see it's been declassified. It's already in the news, and there's his name. I call and get him on. U.S. government routinely conducts experiments on weather modification. And this is University of Texas Newswire, Daily Texan. Okay, there you go. Control Dubai's weather with Google Weather. London Telegraph, Dubai's designer weather. Since 2001, they have been manipulating and controlling the weather, making the desert turn green. USA Today, rain out. China aims to control Olympics weather. USA Today, and they were able to. That's BBC. That's USA Today. Here's BBC. Russian appeal of weather control shows the jets doing it. China leads weather control race. Wired Magazine. Russian scholar warns of secret U.S. climate change weapon. Radio Free Europe. I mean, here's science.com, how stuff works. So let's get it straight. Weather control is real, not manipulation, control. They can control, especially if they've already got storms. They can send in aircraft. They've got computer models of how to seed, where to do it, what cell to target, to steer it. Kind of like you herd cows. So that's how they can steer them. They can control them. They can strengthen them. They can weaken them. They can kill them. They can create them. That's Livingston's quotes. They can make them. They can kill them. They can steer them. They can strengthen them. They can weaken them. 10 aircraft, he could do this in the 60s. He already proven it in the 50s, but the government certified it, certified that they went off the East Coast and did it. That's been declassified. But back then, they went and actually had hurricanes coming into the East Coast. They would steer them out to sea. So let's get this straight. They could steer this baby out to sea. In fact, that's a report right there. By the way, who's obsessed with this? Bill Gates is investing billions in weather control. Guys, type in Bill Gates geoengineering, Bill Gates weather control. Just show them a couple hundred mainstream articles or government documents. Well, of course, but they're acting like he's trying to figure it out and saying he's a genius. His companies have discovered it. He's being handed 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old technology. With cloud seeding used in the 50s, they were making hurricanes. By the 60s, they had it down to a science. They could steer this out. There it is. There it is, ABC News. Bill Gates, the hurricane tamer. Oh, isn't he a hero? By the way, he's one of the biggest sponsors of ABC News. Look it up. He spends hundreds of millions a year on them. Oh, yeah, U.S. Patent Office, Bill Gates, gets a patent on basically what Ben Livingston invented. And by the way, Ben Livingston got contacted and told not to come on this show anymore. He runs one of the biggest weather or at the time was one of the biggest, very old last time I talked to him, but still very sharp. I was like 90 years old or something. He was the head meteorologist at one of the biggest public weather modification companies where they pay him to make sure the slopes have snow. And they go in and hit it and make sure they get the rain they need. Big Agra hires him. With a couple aircraft, they can get that rain they need. So it's kind of like I'm up here explaining to people there are automobiles. Their electricity is real. And people are going, oh, yeah, right, Alex. What are you going to tell us next? You flip a switch and a light comes on without a fire or a torch? Yeah, right, man. This is old technology. This is real. And you've got an election and a 100-year superstorm about to T-bone the East Coast with perfect timing to disrupt the election. So Obama can grant it. And, you know, some people are spinning it saying, well, Romney voters are more likely to vote when it's raining or bad weather. Really? A lot of Romney voters are very old. But I get the fact that you got really old welfare recipients and others that get bussed in when it's bad weather. I get that. So I don't know, man. But let me tell you something. Here's the deal. If the power goes off in 3 to 4 to 5 states in major cities or even sporadic outages, they're going to cancel the election or postpone it. Cancel's not the right word. They're going to move it down the road. Does anyone realize how big a news story this is? No one else is talking about this. No one else is covering this. I've been looking. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Don Salazar, they're all on it right now with different articles, with different perspectives. But if this thing doesn't turn, and it could be a normal storm, it could be a coincidence. I'm not saying it's government. I'm just saying it could be. That's a fact. It absolutely, 110%. In fact, guys, all these articles you printed for me, you can be putting some of those weather modification articles up. Great job printing these for me so quickly. You can be putting those weather modification articles, Dan or whoever's back there. You guys can put these on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want people to see these. I want you to know that HAARP was designed for over-the-horizon radar and also to manipulate the ionosphere and to ignite the atmosphere. I had the head scientist from HAARP on 6 years ago. You can look it up. Alex Jones interviews director of HAARP. You can go look it up. Yeah, we can do document cam shot. We can just do that right here. Yeah, just right here. So we have this going on. And so this has to be looked at. This has to be broken down. We have to look at this. We can't just sit here like naive sheep and not realize that they can control hurricanes. So the question should be, why isn't the weather modification, geoengineering-obsessed White House with a guy that calls for controlling the weather and hurricanes for our safety, John P. Holdren, his first speech 3.5 years ago as the new science czar was to call for controlling hurricanes. Look it up. AP interview video. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Type in John P. Holdren calls for geoengineering. We'll just show people AP. Okay? This is what's going on. There it is. Dubai's weather wizard can create rain in the desert. No kidding. And that's just because the Arabs are bragging they've done this. They've got the same antenna farms. I've talked to some of the technicians outside Austin, out in Bastrop, on government facilities. They've got them all over. They've got HAARP facilities all over the world. They've got them on islands. It isn't just the cloud seeding. They've got antenna farms where they can do whatever they want. Abu Dhabi scientists create desert rainstorms. Report. See, there it is for you right there. Great job, guys. So I'm going to say it again. They can control the weather. They can steer this hurricane out to sea. They're up there constantly manipulating the weather with jets and aircraft and ground systems. They've got ships that have got nuclear reactors on them that have got HAARP projectors on them. They can go in and tune those and do whatever they want with the atmosphere. They can make particulate, potash, but it's not really, they used to think potash is what caused nuclei to form rain. That's a small percentage. There are billions of micrometeorites, that's conservative, of good size, you know, grain of sand, coming in a day from space. Uncountable micro particles and other things coming in. I mean, space is just filled with particles. And those are coming into our atmosphere. When the sun throws off flares, it sends electromagnetic radiation in. This is mainline science that resonates with that dust that's already coming into the atmosphere. That's why when there's solar flares and they hit the side of the planet facing the sun, you have rainstorms just everywhere. Because radiation comes in and then ionizes nuclei, giving them a charge, basically. And then that pulls in water vapor, forming droplets. Okay, we've had top meteorologists on breaking this down. Yeah, there's some photos of HAARP. Is that the HAARP facility in Alaska, or is that another facility? Yeah, that's Alaska facility. I recognize that's how I name. That's only one part of it, by the way. They've got those. And if you find the Daily Mail article, I can't remember the exact headlines, but we can't find it. It'll show those things for weather control, just like HAARP, same design, and they admit it's for weather control, but then HAARP says it's not. And I had the HAARP director on. He started talking, and during the break, a colonel came on and ended the interview. Even though the director was the civilian head, the colonel shut it down. I'll never forget. He didn't pull up that interview because he started saying too much. Like, yeah, we're able to set the atmosphere on fire. Oh, that was it. That was it. They've got these arrays all over the place. They've got radar installations. I've talked to the technicians. And they go, yeah. And then they've got other arrays on top of them. And they won't say what they're for, but the technicians and scientists, they go look it up and go, yeah, it's a HAARP weather modification array where they're able to fire this up and imitate the sun. But instead of from space, from the center of the solar system, it's coming from the ground. You understand? They fire different types of ionizing waves and radiation up into it to cause the nuclei to start reacting. You found it. Have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? I think that's it. Yeah. Showed it. Shows some of the HAARP towers. Yeah, no, that shows HAARP towers, but it's a different one. But notice how it's the same as what you have in Alaska. Yeah, there it is. Ionizers produce charged particles into the desert air. Negativity-charged ions raise the hot air and attract dust. Moisture condenses around the charged dust. Eventually, this turns to cloud, which produces the rain. Bingo! Bingo! Good. Good job, guys. You didn't find the one I wanted, but you found one just as good. So there you go. There's nothing worse than having a really good memory and remembering all this but not being able to find all of it. So again, I'm ramping here. I want your take as meteorologists, as weather folks, as scientists. What is your take on this hurricane? 100-year, worst storm in 100 years seen for northeast U.S., Bloomberg. Frankenstorm. Set to careen right into Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, you name it. What do you make of that? I mean, the biggest concentration of people in the country, and they're on the news. In fact, print me some of those just so I can actually show people, you know, that they're expecting power outages all over the Northeast right before the election, and Obama will have to pose as the savior. Oh, and it will block out all the news of Romney's surge. Hey, if this isn't staged, Obama ought to be thanking his lucky stars. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
And I see a hurricane with a blue northern and a Pacific cold front, three of them set to converge on the most populous area of the U.S. 4 days before the election. And they're saying power outages are expected if it hits. All over. They're saying they could be without power in some areas for weeks. What are they going to do? They're going to move the election back? We need to start letting the government know they need to make plans just because this convenient storm came along to get people to be able to vote. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they can control hurricanes. They've controlled them in the past. This is perfect timing that it's in that area of the country at this time, right before the election, and they have these technologies. That's a fact. But see, we're like cavemen or something. Oh, there's no way they've got flying metal birds. There's no way they've got pacemakers. There's no way they've got computers. There's no way. Come on, it's 1950. You know, they can't control the weather. Folks, they can control the weather. The Russian government came out and said all those fires and drought, they thought NATO was doing it. They've built HARP arrays all over Western Europe on the Russian border. And the rain comes right up and then just stops. They can turn those things and direct where it's going to rain. They can make it rain there instead of raining here. And they've got computer models. I mean, it is amazing. This stuff is real. I just showed people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv literally dozens of articles, mainstream news, Bill Gates involved in it, all of it. Playing God. So here's the question. We're going to try to get the meteorologist from Weather Wars on. Also, who's that top meteorologist from England that we get on sometimes? It'll pop in my head in a moment. The point is, we need to break down weather modification here and look at this. But let's just say it is a weather modification. Magically, here comes this hurricane. If it hits, like all the major computer models show, on the East Coast, the 30th, 31st, can you imagine how that will take out of the news Obama's implosion in the polls, which is now suddenly stopping? Here's the toll-free number to join us for, just to see if you can get through it first, meteorologists, weather reporters, people who have a take on this, scientists, hydrologists. I'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Whereas I'm not a meteorologist or hydrologist, I've interviewed many of them. Whereas I'm not a computer expert, I don't even know how to run a regular computer. I just know how the master systems work and where the trends are going in general architecture. And I can tell you that this weather control is real, it's on record, and it's going on. And we're in 2012. Imagine a science fiction book written 100 years ago, you know, where corrupt presidents control, you know, the government and they want somebody in power or they want a crisis or they want a... What does State Department Memorandum 200 say? 1973, declassified 1991. Look it up. It says, we will use famine and war and also other medical systems. They don't really say what those are, to reduce population by at least 50%. We will tell governments, reduce your population or you won't get IMF World Bank loans. Well, weather weapons are used to then destroy crops. They used them on the North Vietnamese communist. That's been declassified, and they did kill their crops. They had to ship in food from the Russians. They stopped rain in the north, flooded the middle area of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. That's on record. That's in the 60s. Ben Livingston led squadrons in. That guy was incredible. World War II fighter pilot, you name it. You know, a middle-aged meteorologist in Vietnam leading squadrons in, sometimes 7 days a week, attacking the North Vietnamese with weather weapons. Pretty cool guy. I mean, just amazing people like that. But the point is that now what do they have today? I mean, look at the timing of this. I want your take. 800-259-9231. Call us, meteorologist or weather manipulators. I know there's a lot of private companies. 800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.